Ishmael seizes the stage with his first three words and then seduces us with what follows. But Laurie Anderson says the opening sentence is one of the most deceptive in the book.
Call me Ishmael, you're going, well, that only works for about three pages, and then he starts talking about other stuff. So this guy, Ishmael, is deciding to ship out, and he's telling you why in the first few pages of the book. Oh, I could go as an officer if I wanted to. I could go as a harpooner. Or, you know, I could go as a cook. But, and, you know, there's nothing like a really good broiled chicken. And, you know, the Egyptians loved broiled chicken, too, as you could tell from the mummies of roasted river horse and ibis that you find in their giant bakehouses, the pyramids. And you're going, wait, what kind of book is this? And he is the master of the jump cut, you know, which I just love. And the cool thing about this book is, you know, it's tiny little chapters, he's interested in so many different things, polar bears and, you know, theories about the beginnings of the world and, you know, how deep is the ocean kind of thing. And you just drift around in this book and you can read it in little chunks because there is no plot. I mean, you know the plot, the ship's going to go down, that's it.
How to find you, maybe by your singing, we trail notes in the water, one white whale in all these oceans, one white whale.
Laurie Anderson was so taken with Moby Dick that she spent the 1990s writing an opera she called Songs and Stories from Moby Dick. We'll hear more from it later in the show.